What about, what do you call the thing that you use to break the ground with?
Plow.
The plow, okay. Are there different kinds of plows that you know about? Is there maybe like a particular kind of plow that you use to break it up very fine?
Only I can think about is a turn plow. That's the only thing I can, I imagine. I don't know if the plows have different functions than that now.
Okay, have you ever heard of a harrow?
Yes, I have. I've heard of a harrow, right.
Do you know anything about it at
no.
all? Okay. Alright, the wheels of a wagon fit onto the what?
Axle.
Axle, okay. Have you heard of this type of thing? You see a lot of carpenters use them. They're kind of shaped like the letter A, and they might lay a log or a piece of board across them to cut it, you know? Sometimes you see them as used as roadblocks out on the highway.
Oh, you're talking about, what do they call those things? They call them horses, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Horses?
Horses.
You ever heard of them called sawhorses?
Sawhorses, okay.
What about something that's shaped something like that, except the beams extend on up like that, so you kind of have an X shape?
Mm-hmm.
A farmer might use to lay a log across and
mm-hmm.
cut it.
I don't know the name of that one.
Okay, have you ever heard that called a sawbuck?
No.
Have you heard that word?
Yeah.
Okay, you have it. All right, you straighten your hair with a comb and a what? You might use a comb, or you might use something else that has a lot of bristles. It's a
brush.
Okay. And when you are using one of these, you say
when you say when you straighten your hair. I don't straighten my hair with a brush. Go ahead. Okay.
See what you mean.
No. Okay. No.
Okay. All right.
I use a pick.
Okay. So when you use one of those, you say that you're going to
brush.
Brush your hair. Okay. What about in some of these old-fashioned barber shops, barbers use these straight razors. What do you call that leather thing that they sharpen that thing on?
Some kind of strap. That's about like a strap.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a strop?
Yes, I've heard it called a strop, right.
Okay. All right, talking about things that you might use to hunt with, to fire, you would use a shell in a shotgun. What would you use in a rifle or a pistol?
A bullet.
Any other term for it? What about these tape players that a lot of people have in their cars? You buy an 8-track tape, what do you call those things?
Oh, a cartridge. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a particular type of playground equipment? Something that a couple of children could play on. It would be anchored right in the middle, and they go up and down like that. One goes up.
A seesaw.
And you say that they are doing what they are.
Seesaw.
Have you ever heard of a kind of a limber plank that's fixed at both ends that a child could jump up and down on right in the middle?
The child could jump in the middle?
Yeah.
The only thing I thought about then was the jump board. But I mean,
jump board?
I can't think what, you put a log underneath the center of it?
It's just fixed right at both ends. And it's flexible, you know, it's limber and you can jump on right at them. Ever heard of a joggling board? Okay. And what about this thing again that's anchored in the middle, but this time it turns around like this? Piece of playground equipment.
Merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard that called anything else? Maybe a flying Jenny?
Yes, I have.
Heard it called a flying Jenny. How about a whirligig?
No.
Okay.
Bring back old memories. That's been years ago.
What about, that doesn't bother me.